Welcome back into the Eric Gaines Show. Appreciate you tuning in the Tri-Cities on the Monster and right here on the Sports Animal. It's always one of my favorite segments of the week here, Brian.
It's Monday. It's 10:30, so we go to the Stanley Fence Gates Hotline and welcome in Tennessee softball co-head coach Ralph Weekly. Lady Vols coming off of a bit of a tough stretch. Had a big win on Friday night, but Missouri able to out-hit Tennessee on Saturday and Sunday. Ralph, I know it was a disappointing end of the regular season, but really good Missouri team that just came through here.
Yeah, really good Missouri team. I think they had 7 home runs to our 4. And, we just didn't play as well, at least from the mound, that we're able to play. And one of the things I told Karen last night, injuries are mounting for all teams in the SEC, not just us. But I told her I think we have more boots on the ground than the 1st Infantry Division. I mean, every time I turn around, there's a boot here and a boot there. But they beat us, and they beat us up. They beat us straight, you know, no problem. We played hard, but just didn't have enough ammunition.
I know you'll never make excuses with this, but this week has been really, really difficult from a not just a travel standpoint, going from the 3-game series at Auburn, coming home for a day, having to take the NCAA mandated day off, get on the plane, fly to Mississippi State, get there, weather didn't allow you to practice, then you play on Wednesday, have to come back, get back late at night, then one day of practice before Missouri. This stretch has been really difficult. It continues going to the SEC tournament this week.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to make excuses either, but it's the first time we've ever played SEC, 8 SEC games in 10 days. And it's not the SEC's fault. It's just what happened with weather. We were scheduled to play Mississippi State earlier in the season in a regular 3-day weekend. And they had a COVID problem and we couldn't go. So then it was had to be made up because it affected others. Coming off the Auburn series, we were in really good shape having swept that series. And either way, it's all part of the game, and we could have done better, and we didn't. We had our opportunities, and so that's what it is.
Talking with co-head coach, Lady Vol softball, Ralph Weekly. Ralph, so where do you go from here? What's the mentality? What's the coaching mentality? Where are we going from here?
Well, number one, we keep telling our kids that you're really good, and they are, and I believe in them. And, you know, the hitting's been really good. I mean, we've hit 62 home runs, and we've stolen 90 bases, and Mark runs that, and we've got a 310 average. And actually, the pitching has been good without the injured pitchers. Sam Bender is really important to us, and she's been injured, and Callie's been injured at different times, and Ashley just keeps pressing on. But Ashley has got a 1.29 ERA and is 130 batting average against, and is doing a fantastic job. So we've got a good team, and the situation comes up now. We go down there, and we play the first day, and if we're fortunate enough to win, and we play a good Texas A&M team that we've beaten already, this year down at Texas, but I think it was a one-run ball game. And then when we win, we play Arkansas. So that should be interesting.
Ralph, when you look at Texas A&M that's coming up next, you mentioned that one-run win down at the Reveille Classic. Very nearly, Texas A&M had a game-tying home run late in that game. Just went foul. You were able to come back and, I believe, get a strikeout in that game. But they're coming off a 3-game series at Florida where they had the lead on the Gators in the 7th inning twice and gave up a walk-off home run twice. I know that result's not good for them, but when you look at them on film, to have the co-SEC champion on the ropes in the 7th inning twice has to give them a lot of confidence going into this SEC tournament.
You're absolutely right, Brian. I've looked at film already, and they're a very worthy opponent. But you know something about the SEC in baseball or softball, and Tony Vitello and I have talked about this before. Every game is murder. Like, I mean, you know, you're playing the Yankees every game. That's all there is to it.
Now, going to the SEC tournament, obviously this is, I mean, outside of the World Series, this is the most competitive collection of talent that you'll see throughout a season. What is it like to prepare your team for a tournament like this with there's so much on the line for NCAA seeding, but you won't see a tougher field than this, perhaps even in Oklahoma City?
For sure. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, we've had different degrees of success at the SEC tournament, but it is tough. Every game's tough, and the quick schedule is tough, too. And some of the teams don't even throw their key people down there because they're trying to save them for the following week, or they're resting injuries or nagging injuries, things like that. But I've always found it to be very competitive and unbelievable, really, a collection of teams. So we're going to get down there, and we're going to give it our best shot to win the tournament. I mean, we're not going down there to try to play one game. If we lose, when we lose, it's not going to be because we were holding anything back. It's just going to be because we got beat.
Yeah.
Ralph, you've had Ivy Davis, who has really stepped up for you this year, not just from playing incredible defense. I mean, defensively, one of the best I've ever seen. But also, she now leads you in home runs and runs batted in. Sometimes she hits lower in the lineup and seems to really excel in that. Talk about what it's like to put somebody who's that successful offensively in a lower spot in the lineup than maybe people would expect.
Well, she prefers to bat down a little bit. That's where she always hit before. And I asked her when she came in here, where do you like to hit? And she said 7 or 8, you know. But when we moved her up, when she was having the success that she's having, and, you know, Mark talked to me about how well she hits the ball in practice all the time, no matter what. And we moved her up, and she didn't do as well. So we moved her back down. But a little secret, I think she's going to be a little higher this week. It's the first time I've ever had someone with that many RBIs and that many home runs and that less of a batting average, let's call it. You know, it's either all or nothing, it seems like, with Ivy.
Coach, you'll play the third game of the day on Wednesday at the SEC tournament. That should be somewhere around 5:30 Eastern time. Looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun down in Tuscaloosa. Hard to believe the regular season's over, but it's on to the postseason, and this is what you live and play for. So looking forward to getting down there to Tuscaloosa. We always appreciate your time each week.
Well, thank you, Brian, and we appreciate what the Sports Animal does for us. And yeah, we're going to go down there and give it a good shot, and who knows? You know, when we won it a few years back, we went in there and weren't even a factor and won the whole thing. So we'll just see what happens.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
That is Tennessee softball co-head coach Ralph Weekly joining us on the Stanley Fence Gates Hotline. And, Eric, Wednesday, like I said, about 5:30. Depends on how long the two games before go, but should be a lot of fun down there in Tuscaloosa.
Always, man. That's the fun thing about competition when it's so good like that is, I mean, you don't have to worry about teams showing up or not showing up. You're going to get everybody's best, just like you're going to give your best. There's no overlooking softball and baseball when you get to this point in the SEC.
No, and the SEC tournament is going to be really, really interesting to watch. As Ralph mentioned, if Tennessee gets past Texas A&M, who's had a good end of the season, you get the co-regular season champion in Arkansas, who Tennessee hasn't played this year. Just a lot of fun, and, of course, those top 16 seeds that get to host in the NCAA tournament, that's on the line as well. So a lot to play for, a lot to play around with here at the end of the season. We'll come back here on the Eric Haines Show, 656-9900, if you want to join us. More of your phone calls next. More talk on Tennessee football on the other side on the EA Show.